The world didn't end when the Gulf Stream changed pattern. The world did change. The scientists were right in 1977. By 2031, global warming was real. Ice and fire would describe the next 2,000 years. It started slowly with massive flooding. The ice came with a flip of the magnetic poles and a change of axle tilt to 22%. There was time to shield. How and where was the question? Plans were created, rejected, and built yet again. Shielding from the star beating through a depleted atmosphere could be done. Must be done. That fire would burn and devastate the lands not covered with ice. Ice stretching from the uttermost north to what was Kansas in old North America. Europe was not to be spared. Asia covered to edges of Mongolia and even into Pakistan. The composition of the sea was broken by the influx of fresh water, its food chain ruptured, dead and dying. Yet plans were made and executed. Not everyone made it into the freeholds. Underground cities built and sealed against the volcanoes, climate accesses, and marauding bands of once humans ravaging what was left above. Now it's time for the freeholders to come to the surface. Their instruments show a repaired atmosphere, something only time could have done. The oceans, lakes, rivers, and streams were healing and life returning as measured by scouts venturing into the wastelands. Exploring the remade world and a new beginning starts now. Ian Kyleson's story intertwined with the deadly dangers involved with humans returning to the surface. It's the year 4062.
Moonbase, Hope Colony. The year is 4067. Our ancestors were sent here to preserve mankind in the face of the devastation on Earth. Unbeknownst to us, Earth survived. We can never go home to that atmosphere and survive it. We are the next iteration of mankind's future. Listen to our stories as we continue to adapt to this harsh environment. The Kyleson Chronicles legacy can continue through our struggles here in space, our home.
The date is 27 December, 4067, at 1400 hours. Let's jump over to Hope Colony and see how they are getting along with the refugees incoming. We join Austin Briscoe, Ruby Hicks, and Tal Reed in deep discussion over mysterious missing items on the space station.
I know that we sent over enough food supplies to help with all the refugees.
Aye, sir. I personally oversaw the transfer myself. I even had the guards at the door assigned for the shipment. You can see right there on the paperwork.
I helped Ruby get that shipment put together. I know that everything was accounted for coming out of our stores into those containers. Are you telling me those containers never arrived?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Have we checked the exact coordinates for this destination yet?
You know, I must say, I am a bit flummoxed as to answer what has happened. I knew I checked that at least a dozen times. What does Santiago say?
I would say this is highly suspicious. We hired a couple of brand new guards that were brought over from the space station. I'm doing an extensive background investigation on both of them. There has been a black market scheme going on for 6 months, according to what I'm gathering from General Trask and Colonel Landon. They are missing copious amounts of their inventory.
If that's so, then why are they shipping all these items to? Earth would have reported these discrepancies, wouldn't they?
You know, if I were in a black market scheme, I sure wouldn't be chatting it up with anyone other than those I'm in league with.
She's right. As long as I have been here, I have never experienced anything like this. What we need to do is set up a sting operation to catch the thieves, if in fact that is what's going on.
I agree, Austin. It needs to be kept low-key, and only those here right now should be involved.
Oh, I do just love a mystery. Why, we could set up the storeroom with a table, with a styrofoam board, pins, labels, and whatnot of all that is involved. Kind of like a game of Clue. You know, that antiquated game from ancient Earth.
Now just hold on, Ruby. In fact, everyone, let me talk with Daniel, see if I can bring him up to speed and see what he wants to do.
Austin, please do so quickly. We cannot send any more supplies over until this has been solved.
Well, I'd be glad to go on this assignment. Tally, would you come with me?
Wait, just wait. No one is going anywhere until we have the all clear to do so. Also, if Emma goes to that shipment, I'll be going as security to make sure it gets there.
Knock, knock. Can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
I need to requisition some items for my med bay.
I'll send you an email with the results of this conversation after I talk to General Walker. I believe this meeting needs to be stopped until we get better results. Everyone is dismissed, except the Ruby, of course.
Dude, go figure. Now, Jamie, what can I assist you with?
Here is my requisition form of all that is needed. I just need your signature for the receipt of the form. Just there.
Well, there you go. So, tell me, how is life in the med bay? Why, I bet you folks are just swamped with all these new people.
You have no idea. It's been just crazy. It has slowed down enough to make heads or tails of what we are doing. I'm just glad we've had so many people to run all the peripherals that were needed. I'm thankful we were so prepared.
I've had to stay late every night getting all the paperwork completed from the day. Judith's upgrades have been a blessing, of course. She's still a bit spunky, but at least she isn't corrupt anymore.
One other thing. I seem to be missing some of my instruments in medicine from the stores. Has anyone turned in anything to this office?
No. No, they haven't. Oh, my word. There's just no end in sight.
Excuse me? I'm confused.
Oh, don't mind me. Let me get Major Briscoe in here so that you can report this to him.
You sound as though there is a crime spree going on. What's happened?
Let's just say that from this point in, it's considered classified. I can't tell you anything. Here is Major Briscoe now. Major, the Colonel would like to report some missing items.
Thank you, Ruby. Come this way. We'll go to my office and you can tell me there.
Okay. This is very odd, but if that's what you need, so be it.
Ruby watched as the Major took the Colonel into his office and closed the door. All she could do was shake her head as she put the request on her copy stand and started the process of inputting the information into the computer system. Back on Earth, Tad, Kevin Roy, Ephraim Cohan, a.k.a. Charlie, and Karen Anthony searched through all the documentation concerning the first exodus into the Freeholds in the year 2030.
I'm sure we'll find the reason why the volcanoes had a continuous eruption after everyone was in safety. Because they were on fire down below the Earth's surface, the delineation of the coal and oil left no room for anything but fire. It surged up until portions of the Earth were covered in molten lava, which also disrupted the oceans and ice. The ice factor caused water to pour over much of the Earth while the volcanoes were erupting. This, in turn, became an uninhabitable world for over 1,500 years, at which time we began to build clones of mankind, taking out all the impurities. Thus, we have the Foresters, also known as elves in science fiction back in the 21st century, which no one thought were real.
Wow, that's news to me. Why aren't we taught this stuff in school? I mean, the teachers need to inform their students of the trials and errors of why we landed in the safety zones.
We dug up the oil, gas, and coal, along with many other deposits that sunk us. Literally, such as Pitcher, Oklahoma, They took so much tin and coal out of the ground, the town was evacuated, and it literally started to sink. The minerals the earth provides is what holds it together. The open pit mining that was done for iron was a 500-foot hole. When the floods hit, they flowed over nearby banks and low-lying areas around those pits. Besides that, when we shot steam into the fissures for oil that had pumped out, they became superheated with lava and boiled up all the holes opening the earth. This created earthquakes all over the world. Only after they figured out the fracking method was damaging did they realize the mistakes made, but it was too late. Ephraim, search your database for the term fracking, please, and send it to Kevin's tablet for his understanding.
Oy vey. We can most assuredly accommodate this request. Done.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me they were told and they didn't do anything? Oh my gosh.
Well, of course. Mankind is sometimes very stubborn and will not listen to reason. Look up Charlie's original opening statement to better understand what went on.
I understand all of what you've said so far. What I want to know is how the Freehold didn't get fried or flooded when the Earth started splurging its guts.
Leeds, I'm going to be sending data to the Freehold in large files. Are you ready to receive?
Hang on. Let me get the package switch ready for incoming.
I believe I've located what we've been looking for. I really hate digging through actual paper. I must have 10 or more paper cuts on my fingers.
Ready for transmission. Punch it.
Kevin, will you do the honors?
I've never transmitted before. How do I do this?
You've saved tons of files on your tablet, have you not?
Sure, but this is different. It's important.
Look, all you have to do is save it to the directory I just sent you to your tablet. You ready to transmit or save the file?
Put it like that? Sure. Done.
Karen, did you find what you're looking for?
I believe so. Yep, I sure did.
Let's head back up to the dining room. I'm hungry.
Sir, no puns intended, but you're always hungry.
We find Jack Vilson in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, talking to Kelly Kirkson by way of radio about how many people she can handle at Black Sea Freehold, located along the northern shore of the Black Sea in Georgia, which was in Russia.
Calm down, Kelly. You know that you can handle up to 70,000 people. It's one of the mid-sized freeholds we have.
I know. I'm just worried about catching as many as I can from our off-site dwellings. I should be 10,000 under that when they are here.
I was wondering if I could transfer some of the Indian tribes to your site. We don't have a freehold in the old land in South America, but we have plenty of cave systems that are dry and will fulfill the need up to 650,000. We have too many to accommodate comfortably.
Well, for certain we could take them. Our freehold can expand past the 700,000 mark by using the service contiguously. We can also build structures if needed. So tell me, how many are we talking about?
Roughly 15,000 people are what we have over our limit at this time.
Well then, let's get logistics started on our end. I'll let you know as soon as they're ready for transfer. Tell me, how do you want to transfer them? By sea, plane, or passage?
Well, there's an anomaly naturally occurring here that we can use. It'll open to you by way of passage. I'll send you the coordinates when you're ready.
Got it. Is that all?
For now, yes. How are you holding up personally?
I'm fine. I just wish my better half was here more often. I've got another call coming in. Gotta go.
I'll contact you soon. Bilson, out.
Oh, no. Steve Kirkson is going through the passage to Hope Colony. He is sure to be throwing a fit coming out. Let's listen in.
My God! You could have told me it was that cold. I'm freezing my better half off. How do we repair that?
You must be Steve Kirkson. I apologize for the inconvenience of discomfort you felt coming through the passage.
discomfort my butt. It's gonna take me a month just to warm these bones back up. I need a stiff drink. Single malt, if you have it.
I know just the place to get you all warmed up, Mr. Kirkson.
Mr. Kirkson was my pop. I'm just Steve. Never have gone for that formal title. Wouldn't by chance happen to have any of Don Wilson's brew on hand, would you?
As a matter of fact, I believe our mesh deck has a few bottles stashed away.
Mesh deck? I just need the nearest pub.
That's just what we call it. My great-grandfather is the one who set that tradition up. Captain Wiker, won't you join us? We're heading up to the mesh deck for a pick-me-up.
Don't mind if I do. I think I'll have a hot cup of coffee. Stomach is a little goofy tonight. Who's your friend?
Steve Kirkson, this is Captain Roland Wiker, our military engineer. Captain, meet Mr. Steve Kirkson.
I know, call you Steve. I heard already. Nice to meet you. Boy, you look like you just seen a ghost.
Guess you could say that. I just got through the passage. That's enough to put my entire body into gray hair. Has my hair changed?
Well, considering I have no idea what your hair looked like, I can honestly say no.
Mr. McCullen, I believe this young pup just made me look pretty good. What kind of women you got available that's single?
There are a few up here. Although I'm not sure who we have in your age range, though.
Why, you little snot! I'll tell you what. You folks put me through the ringer, freeze everything in a popsicle, then talk to me about my age. Why, I never have been more insulted, more in my entire life.
I thought Steve was going to blow a gasket. Let's look how the space station is handling the shortages found.
General Trask, I have a transmission from Earth coming in for you. Do you want it patched to your office, sir?
Yes, that will do fine. Give me just a few to get there.
Waiting your instructions.
Leeds waited for the go on his end. Trask was in a surly mood. He took a deep breath, letting Leeds know to transfer the call. Rupert Trask was one of those people that had been rescued by Ian Kyleson at the last moment. From what I can glean, he wiped all records of his existence in the universe he came from. Stardates were not used in our time frame. What he forgot about were the backup files kept on his Earth. Unfortunately, this information had fallen into the wrong hands on Venus, but we will cross that bridge when he has to cross it.
HRH, I'm transferring you now. Hold, please.
Thank you.
This is General Trask. Who am I talking with?
This is Jeffrey Windsor, Mountbatten. We are all ready to commence transferring our people to your station. Go ahead.
Glad to hear your voice, Your Highness. We have your transfer scheduled in 2 days.
Please, just call me Jeff or Jeffrey. I don't go in for all that royalty business like my ancestors did. My nickname is HRH, if that will help. Noted on the transfer data.
I'll remember that in the future. I can set you up for 2 days from now. At 0900 hours your time. Launch all the whole baggage through first. Then send 100 people through at a time. How many people are coming with you?
The last count was 2200 with 76 bets in containers or muzzled.
How many containers of baggage?
36 containers of household baggage. Is there any meds, instruments, or other items you need from here?
Got those numbers down. To answer your question, this is a one-time shot. So bring what you can.
Great. I'll see you in 2 days. General, HRH out.
Leeds, get Colonel Landon and Don Wilson to come to my office, please.
Message sent. The Colonel says she will be there in 10 minutes. Waiting on Don's reply. He usually just shows up.
Fine. Trask out.
Let's head back to Hope Colony. A new shipment of trash was sent by way of passage to Earth. It never made it there. The ping came back from Saturn. That's odd. Ruby is beside herself.
I know, sir. That's what the data says. Saturn.
At least we know where everything is going. I thought it was Earth. Glad I'm wrong in this instance. I'll get with the security heads and see what we can do on blocking this site in the passage. Have we ever had a problem with the shipments that were taken by carrier through space?
No, not nary a bit. Since we've been using the passage, every other shipment has been diverted. Are you thinking about going to the old way of delivery?
You better believe I am. I need to head back to my office. Get Penny and Santiago to meet me there. We need to have a mind meeting on this one.
Well then, I would suggest you also get Tala in on this one. Being they are the communication chief, they might have some ideas on how to shore up the passage. Would Ian be of use also?
You may just have an idea there. He has that precog gene that may be of some use. Out of my little headhunting party.
Will do. I'll get the conference room ready for the meeting. Might be a bit more comfy than your office. It can only handle so many.
Great. I want everyone there by 1500 hours. Put my secret stamp on that email also.
Ruby's first stop was the chow hall. She needed finger foods just in case the meeting went into the early morning hours. That task completed, she headed straight to the office. She wore a look of worry, thinking about who she needed to contact. Sending top secret emails was no problem. It's the fact that she had to send one in the first place. She shook her head and doubled her pace to the office. Earth was still having aftershocks. Everyone was used to feeling the tremors. Almost everyone on the MIA list had been located. There was a commotion going on at the Freehold. Seems as though Lee O'Leary and James O'Brien made it back through the Scribe's Passage. Rachel was beside herself with relief. She sent one of the orderlies to get two rooms ready. Tad was deep in conference with Lars and Two Feathers on the comm unit.
I'm going to club both of you for scaring us like that. If you had the capability of calling in, why didn't you? You are both in some serious trouble.
Now you wait just 1 minute. We barely escaped our lives. First of all, we followed all the security measures in the books. Secondly, the lands could only receive, not send. All we could do was get to the passage. Our gear was left behind.
When we saw that smoke coming out of the volcano, we ran for it. If it wasn't for Kyle Robson, we would have been another Pompeii victim. He kept us in the passage until the mountain had quieted down. He said you would have been on the warpath.
You stayed with Kyle? Oh my, I didn't realize the danger you were in.
I guess I'll take that as a form of apology. Rachel, you have no idea how close of a call we had. Just as we stepped through the event horizon, a blast of heat was closed off by the passage concluding. We were almost fried in that oven.
Speaking of which, all the hair on my arms have been crispy crittered. I need to get to the med bay for burns.
Yes, yes, go. I have rooms being prepared for you as we speak. O'Brien, come with me. Tad is in a conference, but he won't want to be interrupted for this.
Lead the way.
I'm sorry to be such an inconvenience, but these things have got to be taken care of. I want to know everything that happened, so I can pass that information along to the rest of the scribes.
Man, you are too intense. I know the volcano blew, that people were scattering to the winds and such, but you need to calm down and think rationally.
Oh, I am calm, trust me. We have made some fatal moves by digging up the minerals in the earth once again. That is why the volcanoes are going off. What little has been repaired has been destroyed by our stupidity. It will take another 60 years for the earth to preserve itself. So if I seem a little on edge, that is why.
Wait a minute. Who is digging again? That was one of the things taught to us not to do in scribe school.
Well, someone did not get that memo. Unfortunately, they've been lost in the magna that blew. Fortunately, we won't have to deal with them in an official capacity. Bad thing is, we're in for another climate change very soon.
No way! You need to tell me everything so I can understand what I have to do.
Rachel and O'Brien went into her office so she could bring him up to speed on the past, present, and future. I do know that she talked with Kyle a few nights back, and he confirmed the climate change to come. Tad is in his office, just finishing his meeting with Two Feathers and Lars. He has just found out the same thing. He gets up and rubs his hands over his face. All he can do at this time of the night is turn out the lights and head to his personal apartments. Lee O'Leary spots Ephraim coming straight towards him.
Lee O'Leary, correct?
Correct. Hi, Char... I mean, Ephraim? Sorry, used to calling you by your other name.
I'm getting used to that. Gates was having a hard time with the change as well. Do you have a few minutes? Rachel wants me to bring you up to speed on all that's happened.
Sure. Needed to go to the med bay to get my arms checked out, then I grabbed a bite to eat before I lay down. I believe my rooms are just down the hall here.
Ephraim followed Lee into his apartment. Lee turned on the lights and stopped dead in his tracks. He wasn't used to his quarters being so opulent.
Are you okay, sir? You look lost.
I wasn't expecting my quarters to be this nice. Works for me. Come on, let's go sit in the living room so you can bring me up to speed.
Just as long as the door stays locked for the next 5 minutes or so. Hang on, let me lock it. There, we won't be disturbed.
This sounds serious. What's up?
As you already know, the volcanoes have been erupting. Yes, there have been smaller eruptions since. The minerals that have been dug up are responsible for the change in atmosphere underground. The Earth itself is the one who says what it can or cannot take. Obviously, humans have not learned from the first round of mistakes 2,000 years ago.
My God! We thought Kyle was so careful and did things so purposely. Who made the error?
At this time, I'm not at liberty to say. Let's just say they were some of those killed in the magma flow. Now, your job as a scribe will be to strongly emphasize why we don't go backwards in techniques. The mass exodus from all parts of the Earth to South America, the Moon, and or Venus has been extensive.
I'll stay on Earth as long as I'm needed. However, eventually I want to go to Venus. I've heard it's almost a vacation spot.
You will need to get that arranged with Rachel and Tad. This meeting is now over. I have relayed all that I was supposed to per our head scribe. I will bid you good night.
Leaving Lee in a state of shock, Ephraim promptly got up, unlocked the door, and left. I have learned enough to know my head is spinning. Join us next time. See how everyone is getting along in their new environments. Thank you for listening. I'm Jim Franck, your narrator. Until the next episode. Brian?
Thanks for listening to Tides of Change, a tale from the Moonbase Hope Colony Trilogy. Music is from David Feslian Studios and used with license to this podcast. We'll see you next time, Space Chimps. I am Brian Session, your announcer, signing off.